It was one early summer day. My father was cinching up a saddle of a horse that he had just bought. I was a young boy back then, and yes, it was a long time ago. See, my dad loved horses. He would buy what they call green broke horses, or horses that had little or no time with a saddle on it. This particular horse, after putting a saddle, like most green broke horses, would try to buck it off. And you do what they call a lunge line on the reins right here. Well, we didn't have an open pen or arena or something like that. He just had a plowed field, and he'd just let it try to buck itself off, they call it, get tired of trying to get the saddle off its back. Until finally kind of gets used to it, and he's not really liking it. And then after he was more or less, the horse was kind of in steady, he said, okay, get on it. So I got on it, and the horse still had a lot of spirit in him. I found out that the ears were folded back, and my dad was wrestling with it for the reins. He gave me some instructions just before he let go. He said, get ready, hold on tight, and have command of the reins. Then I asked, Dad, what happens if I fall off? He responded, you just get back up, son. You just get back up on it. Then my dad let go of the lead rope. Brethren, what happened to me was that, like I said, was quite a long time ago. But one thing still sticks in my head, and it comes up every once in a while, and it's his instructions. He says, get ready. In life, we need to get ready for life events that happens in a moment's notice. Getting ready to prepare yourself for a life-changing event. Getting ready to encounter maybe a difficult person. Us as Christians, we need to do that. Getting ready to perform a difficult task. Someone or something we have to perform that is difficult. Or as our speakers, getting ready to speak. There are certain things you do just before you encounter your opponent. Opponent being a speech or difficult task or maybe that big game. Confronting a person with an abrasive personality. Or dealing with a situation where you will need to use physical force. The things you do just before you take a challenge, there is a ritual you go through, such as cinching up your belt, taking a deep breath, taking off your glasses or rolling up your sleeves. People in the Bible went through a ritual also. They went through, before they went through something physical, and they girded up their loins. My sermonette today, brethren, is girding up your loins. What is that anyway? Can you go and pass them out? Those people. Oh, Raymond. Raymond's going to pass out some. If just in case, it put the word to the picture here. Prepare and strengthen yourself for something, for what is to come. That's the definition. Prepare and strengthen yourself for what is to come. The idea coming from the long garments they had to tighten knot under between the legs, basically, and either run or encounter something. Again, there are examples in the Bible. And let's go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 45. Now, before I start, I want to give you some prelude to this. It was Elijah. Elijah had just come from hiding. And he encountered the priest of Baal, and there was a showdown there, and he won it, and so they killed all the priests of Baal. But oddly enough, he still had a relationship with the king, King Ahab. He still had a talking relationship. So this is by doing that, by doing what Elijah did, he broke the 3-year drought. And Elijah was telling the king, he said, you better cinch up your chariot because it's going to rain. So start on verse 45. It says, now it happened. In the meantime, that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, this is a clear example that Elijah was a fast runner, even at age 75. With sandals, no doubt, not $400 track shoes. These verses do show that the Spirit of God strengthened Elijah, and he girded up his loins. That is, he tucked his long garments and girded up and ran. And he's even though the advantage the king took off without, before him, he still caught up, and he surpassed him. Now, I read on and investigated. The scholars argue that the verse does not insinuate that Elijah ran past the horses. That the verse just intended to show that Elijah was under the peculiar influence and inspiration of Almighty God, so that the king might respect and fear him. Well, that's not what I read, and that's not what we just read. I read that Elijah girded himself and he outran the king's horses. Period. Now, what it doesn't say is maybe Elijah took a shortcut and the king's horses weren't running at full blast. Maybe they were just trotting. But still, it was 17 miles from Mount Carmel to Jezreel. That's a long distance run. So, and the man, like I said, was 75 years old. So Elijah had done some bad things to the prophets, or he annihilated them. So what did King Ahab do? As soon as he got to Jezreel, he went and told none other than Jezebel, his wife. And Elijah did this and Elijah did that. So Jezebel had an intent of killing all the prophets of God back to begin with, so he found out Elijah was there. So in chapter 19, verse 3, shows Elijah ran for his life. So if he wasn't running first fast the first time, he was really running now. So he runs, and he's running scared. I guess everybody has run for your life at one time or another. I'm pretty sure I have. But he ran to a place called Beersheba. That's 100 miles away from where he was at, from Jezreel. So he was really moving. Now, here's a few fun facts. Usain Bolt is the fastest man alive. 100 meters, he ran in 9 seconds. A cheetah can do it in 5. A horse can run 100 meters in 57 miles an hour. The fastest man, 27 miles an hour. Yes, you can see there's no comparison. But we know that Elijah was helped by a divine intervention. Now, here, I'm going to give you another example of girding up or getting ready. Now, this is we're going to go to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31, 17. Now, this is talking about, ladies, pay attention, about the virtuous woman. And if you can turn to verse 17 here, chapter 31 in Proverbs, it's a little sentence there, and it says, she girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She's doing some field work, and it shows that she's getting ready to do some work and some physical manual labor. Does girding ourselves work for Christians in this day and age? What do we need to gird up or get ready for? As ambassadors of Christ that we are, we need to gird up our loins of our minds. Turn with me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. And I'm pretty sure most of us are very familiar with this one. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. and says, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Peter said, be sober and hope to the end for grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, Peter writes that we should stay alert, preparing our minds for action. With God's help, we can take control of where our thoughts go and what our minds dwell on. If we do not fully engage in intentional hope setting, we will be easily distracted by the false hope of satisfaction the world continually offers us. For example, we've all heard you deserve a 5G phone, the $1,100 kind. How about a new car? That'll make you happy, so the commercial says. Or even how about a new house? No, how about the bigger and better house? That should make you happy. Even though you can't afford these things, things are bombarded to you all the time. Remember, only true happiness is that of a sound mind. Like you can see around us, brethren, people lack that. Everything looks like it's going unhinged. A sober mind, an alert mind. We should also have hope in God's love, as it is further exemplified in Psalms 147:10. You don't have to turn there. But going back to 1 Peter, this verse, if you look at it, also stresses that we are to keep our mind girded up to the end. To the end of what? Our race, of course, what it states in 2 Timothy 4. We have to endure to the end. 1 Peter goes on and states, for the grace that God promised us. God promised us grace. When is that going to happen? At the revelation of Jesus Christ, when Christ returns. So, brethren, we don't need to gird up or get ready for anything physical or a physical encounter, rather a mental encounter, which we already start to do now. Let us exhort each other to gird up our loins of our minds. We may need to take time to help each other out. As for me that day, long time ago, my dad let go of the lead rope and the horse took off, and me on top of it. After a couple of bucks, I held on, and I brought it down to a trot. But I had command of the reins. Brethren, I say to you, stay firm till the end. Have command of the reins, and fear God, and keep his commandments.